everyone. This is your girl Gloria from Heart of the City, San Diego, and the Christian Singles Facebook page. And today I want to talk to you guys about unrealistic expectations. And I do want to share this out. So I'm going to jump on over here really quick while you guys are on. And I'm going to share this. If it lets me, allows me to get over there. So, where am I at? Where's the live feed at? Here we go. I found it. Yes. Okay. I'm going to share it to my personal page. That's not the page I want. My news feed. There we go. Okay, now I shared it. We're good. Let me check it. All right. Yes, it's shared. Okay, so pop in with here with me, you guys. I want to talk to you. Come on, come on, come on. Come closer. Come closer. The topic today is, you know that I lead a singles group, and I want to talk a little serious about some of the things that I have been going into 2022 with. Some of the things that I've been praying about, and just really, you know, just as a single person, really taking to heart. And I do this anyway. I do this like taking inventory of, you know, my future, taking inventory of, what I want in life and what didn't I do in, you know, in the previous year and things like that, right? So many of us do. But here's the thing that I want to eliminate kind of out of your mind right now, okay? So I want you to kind of, I want you to kind of backtrack just a little bit, okay? So, and I know you're here with me. I know you're hearing me on this subject now, because there are books that have been written in Christian arenas, some talking about dating and actually not dating. Some talking about these unrealistic expectations in people, right? Some of these books that have been written, you know, they're written, they're not good. Burn the book, okay? Burn your turtleneck and burn the book, okay? Because they're not good. And what it's done to some of us today, especially if you're over the age of 40 and you're single again, okay? You grew up in a world where these crazy books were written, okay? And they're not realistic. So realistically, men and women are attracted to each other physically, guys. Physically, okay? We set boundaries because of that, okay? We set boundaries, but we don't like pretend like it's not there, okay? I am the girl that likes to, I am bold, let me tell you. I will tell you like it is in a tasteful way, I'm sure. But I am the girl that likes to address the giant pink elephant that's in the room that no one is looking at, okay? And I am not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about this other stuff that other people talk about, you know, porn and all this other stuff. I, you know, that's not my topic. But I'm going to talk to you about being realistic. That's my topic. I'm going to talk to you about that, okay? Because we have weirded out being single, okay? We have made it something that is not normal, okay? And that we are not legit until we're married. Eliminate that from your head, okay? Eliminate that from your head. That's an unrealistic expectation. Now, we place these crazy beliefs, we bring them with us. We've brought them with us from, you know, the 1990s. We brought them into, you know, 2022. Those books that were written about I'm never going to date. Well, how on earth are you going to meet someone if you're not dating them? You have to be present with them to get to know them. So that might be a date. You may not be calling it a date. You may be calling it a hangout, but it's the same. Okay. So anyway, you are going to have to, here's another expectation. We pretend like we don't like someone, okay? Like liking doesn't exist. I'm here to tell you that's a lie. Liking, it exists, okay, people? You will like someone, okay? You may not marry them after all, but you will like them. That's okay. It's not a sin, okay? So, another expectation, okay? Another kind of weird expectation. She's got to be 36. 24, 36. Ow, she's a brick house. No, she ain't. No, she ain't. That is an unrealistic expectation, okay? And I guarantee you that if that's all you're going for and you end up marrying this person, they will change. Because that 36, 24, 36 is going to turn into 56, 46, 56. I'll guarantee you that. And it will look probably disproportionate. I'm here to tell you that another unrealistic expectation is they got to be rich. Okay, that is not going to happen, probably. yeah, I know a lot of rich people that aren't nice, okay? You may meet that rich person, they may be wonderful, and they may be a wonderful Christian person, and everything that you ever dreamed of, and when you marry them, they're going to change. Anyway, people change, okay? They're going to be awesome, but they're probably going to be bald. Or they're going to be awesome, but they're probably going to go gray fast. Or they'll be awesome and, you know, something's going to be wrong with if that's all that you're looking for, okay? So that's unrealistic. Sometimes we get into this kick about, oh, they got to have a nice car. Remember when you were young? I remember when I was young. Oh, they got to have a nice car. If that's all you're looking at, then you're going to marry the car, okay? Take the car, check the guy. That's all. I mean, seriously, like, if that's all you're going for, might as well just be upfront about it. yeah. Not good, guys. Not good. Okay? Oh, Christians. Christians. This is another thing. Christians. Come here. I want to tell you something. The word sex, it's not a bad word. Okay? Do you hear me? The word sex, it's not a bad word. We like sex, okay? Just so you know, we really like sex, okay? If you are someone over the age of 40 and you're single again, you like sex. I'm sure you do, okay? It's not a sin. It's a sin if you're out of the context of, you know, a biblical context, then yes, of course that's a sin. I'm not saying don't take this out of context. I'm saying that we act like we're not there. We're like, we act like that's not what Christians talk about or do. Well, I mean, we shouldn't be doing that out of the context. We shouldn't be something that we're doing if we're not married for Christian, right? But what I'm saying is that, of course, Christian single people like sex, okay? I know, you know, you think that I'm a nun, but yeah. Unrealistic expectations, people, listen up. Listen up, okay? We think that everything is going to be wonderful once we get married and we have sex. I'm here to tell you, if that's all you're looking for, you're going to be very disappointed. Very, very disappointed, because you're probably not going to want to have sex with that person after all, when you find out how they've changed after you've married them, okay? So, I'm here to tell you. There are some real big unrealistic expectations, okay? So, here's what I want to share with you is that when you're going into the singles thing and what the Lord has been really, you know, pressing on my heart and bringing up, you know, in my spirit and things like that, and praying into the new year is, you know, relax on the looking for somebody thing, okay? Like, chill out. Just enjoy life. Like, people, do you know what I mean? You gotta have your non-negotiables, but when you're addressing the core of who you are and you're deeply connected with your Lord and Savior, you're going to attract the people that are going in the same direction as you, and that's a start, okay? You are going to crush on some people. You're going to have a crush. You may like someone, you know, all kinds of different stuff. That's okay, guys. We do need to set boundaries, okay? We need to have these boundaries in place just out of emotional safety and physical safety, things like that, because of the fact that we do want to have sex, okay? I'm not gonna lie, people. I'm gonna address this, you know, giant pink elephant in the room, okay? I lead a singles group. I am not naive, you know, so I understand, and I'm very aware of, you know, what goes on. And so many times people, I'm in conversations with people and they're trying to, I have conversations with people that are very realistic and they're very down to earth and they know who they are and they know what they want. They're grounded in who they are. And then there's other people that they're just not at that maturity level and they are way stay in pretend mode, and they act like sex does not exist. And they are like, you know, they're just in this world of a bubble. And that bubble's going to burst, and it's not going to be good. Okay. So, we need to be grounded. We need to come down to earth, and we need to, genuine humans first. Okay. Genuine, full-blown, good humans. The Bible, when we read it, it gives us, it's a manual for life, but it does not come to life at all. It is only words in a book. It will not come to life unless we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you get that, guys? So I'm just kind of I'm saying this in a practical way. It is the Holy Spirit that guides us, that keeps us in a level of conviction. It is that deep connection that we have between our Lord and Savior, that when we get, because we are human, first and foremost, like we are human to the very core. Do not let your humanity lie to you. It will deceive you. Let me tell you, it will. I know, I've been doing it for a while. And so that's why we have to be blunt and address things, okay? Especially as a Christian leader, and someone who, you know, who's I dealt with singles for a long, long time. And now I'm single again. I have to be, and now I'm the one that's single. And so I'm like, you know, so I'm addressing things in even the core of my own value system. What is it that I want? And what I truly want is to live a life serving my Savior. Okay. And to live a life that is, you know, I would much rather be single, living a life that is serving my Savior, filled with joy and fulfillment, than to give up a part of me that loves Jesus so much, and the calling of God and the things that I love to do for God, to give to a man who doesn't value that, okay? Who wants change in me, who wants to pull that me away from that, to meet his needs or whatever it is that is happening, right? So I would much rather be single than to have that, okay? Being married is not going to make you happy. You have to already be happy. You have to know how to be happy alone first. And when you're settled and good with yourself, and you know what makes you happy, and you know what you like, and you know what it is that that you love to do in life, and you know you're at that place where you're good, you're down to earth, you understand about humanity. You got to know some things about humanity, okay? You got to know that people like sex, okay? Singles, we like sex. I like sex, okay? So you got to know that stuff about yourself. And, you know, you got to be in a place where you're good and that you understand that even if you got married and you had sex, and all those wonderful things happened, and it was like, you know, you met the guy of your dreams or whatever, and the, or the girl of your dreams, the 36, 24, 36, they're going to change. Okay. They're going to grow old. Yes. The word old. I work in a senior citizen community, okay? That's my job. I work there. And I am working amongst very high level, very wealthy, very, very wealthy old people, okay? And guess what? They have sex. And they talk about it, okay? And they have boyfriend. They meet that one lady, met her boyfriend. She was 90, another guy, you know, and he met his girlfriend, and, you know, people dating over there and stuff. And, you know, we have this one guy, he's Castanova. We call him Mr. Castanova because he homeboy, he has the moves. I am not even kidding you. He has the guitar. And he is like, he knows exactly what to say. And he is like picking up on a girl like almost every single night. And they're like in their 90s. Okay. I think he's like maybe 88 or something like that. But he's got his guitar and he's like, he knows, he literally knows how to talk. He's like, I got the wine and I got some flowers. I got some food and I'm going to meet you in your room and I'm just going to play a couple of songs. Okay. Okay. You know, homeboy is like, he is trying to swoop on somebody. He is. Even at 90, 80, however old they are. Okay. This is human. So if they're still doing that and they got their gray hair, they got, you know, their body doesn't look the same anymore, the 36, 24, 36 and all of that, they're still humans who still want love and to want to be loved and to give love. They need love all the way around, okay? Yes, now don't take this out of context. I am talking to, you know, saying to you that yes, we need to do this in the context of marriage. If we're, you know, if we want to be Christian and that's our value system, which is my value system. And, but first and foremost, I am human, okay? So I'm human and I serve an awesome God, okay, who I love, and I wouldn't want to disconnect from that, okay? Because I've come a long, 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 long way, and no one is worth me disconnecting my value system with my Lord and Savior, okay? And so I take that very serious, but I'm also human and I'm also down to earth, and I'm not trying to, you know, I want our singles to not weird things out like we did in the 90s or even back in the 80s, after this weird book that was written on, not to date and all these other things that were written, you know, had some homegirl that I knew when I was growing up. I'm making a joke when I say burn the turtlenecks. It's an inside joke, just so that you know. It's an inside joke because I knew a girl. I know her very, very well. And homegirl wore a turtleneck. Like her parents made her wear a turtleneck every single day when she went to high school and everything, and in church and everything. She met a boy, she got married, and we all thought she was a virgin. We all thought she was a virgin, okay? And one day I talked to her, and she's like, no girl, we were sneaking around at the back of the church building. I was like, okay, so do not let the turtleneck fool you, and nor does it help, okay? It doesn't help. You got to know who you are, and you got to just set boundaries. You got to set realistic boundaries, okay? You just gotta say, hey, man, like, I really wanna have, like, I'm really wanting to have sex with you. I like you. I love you, you know, because you're probably at the place where you're now loving each other. If you're getting to that point or whatever, you know, because you've been spending some time with each other and dating or whatever. And then you have to, like, be like, you know, hey, you know, I wanna wait till we get married. And you got to put those boundaries in place and say, okay, I respect that and respect each other's, you know, boundaries and what each other can handle. But you got to communicate that. It has to be talked about. It does, you know, it does need to be out there and discussed. And so some people think, like, you know, if they're going to discuss that, that's a sin. It's not a sin. It's a reality. It's a reality, and it should be intimate. It's an intimate place of being with another human who you are intending to marry. And you don't want to cross a line or an ethical line or values or whatever you call that, you know, because you want to save yourself for marriage or whatever. But it has to be discussed, guys. Like, you just don't, like, not discuss that. you know, and you know, being down to earth with wanting to date someone too. Like, you know, so we've weirded this all out in church. Like, I'm not even kidding. We've weirded this out. You know, if you like someone, like, you know, be their friend. Like, you know, like, say, hey, you know, I'm digging you. Like, I like you. You're really cool. Like, I want to take you out, you know? But don't make it like freaky. Like, if you make it freaky or weird, they're going to be like, I'm scared to go out with you. Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't know if you're one of those weird Christians that, you know, that are like, oh, don't hold my hand, don't touch my finger, you know what I mean? Like, don't touch me. Ah! Okay, that's weird. So I would be tensed up with that. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like a nun. Kinda. I would be freaked out by that, you know? So, you know, I had this one guy. Well, let me not talk about that one. We won't go there. But, you know, I've never really been like on a date that was been like a proper date. Like, they called it a date. Like, you were on a date. You know what I mean? But I hung out with someone and they were asking me, like, stuff like, do I tithe? And I'm like, I want to go home now. Like, someone said, you got ask them if they tithe, you know where their heart is if they tithe. Like, if you ask me if I tithe, I'm going to be like offended. Okay. Don't even go there with me. Okay. And please don't go there with girls like that. Don't do that. Don't do that weird stuff. Unrealistic expectations. Okay. Some people are not, you're going to find the right guy. He probably ain't going to be a tither. Okay, you can discuss that. that's something that you can discuss. He may not have a nice car. Okay, he may not even be a good dancer. There are some girls, literally some girls, that he's got to be a good dancer, because apparently guys, you know, a lot of guys aren't good dancers. Who knew? I don't know. But they gotta be a good dancer. You gotta be, because I like to dance. I have to dance. I gotta let it dance. Okay. Girl, even if he's a good dancer and you marry him, he may be, you may be dancing for about a good few years, and then he's probably gonna be on his, with his little walker, walking around, getting old, okay? So, yeah, if that's all that you're worried about, it's probably not gonna go well. It's probably not gonna go well, okay? Know what your non-negotiables are, and those non-negotiables should not be, he's got to have a new car. The non-negotiables that I'm talking about need to be, is he a man of faith in Jesus Christ? Is he a man of faith? And I don't just mean, does he just go to church? That's not what I'm talking about. Because they can go to church all they want, and it's just a social club to them. Okay? There are some people that they're religiously minded like that, and they just go to church, and they have no conviction. They have no nothing. They just, you know, they do their thing. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay? I'm talking about at the core of their being, do they love Jesus? Okay. Do they have a conviction level? You know, are they someone that I don't even care how much they know. I don't care how much they know, how much they read. I knew a lot of people, but I knew people that they could quote you. They read every day. They just loved to read. They read their Bible all the time. They knew how to quote stuff. They knew exactly where it was. They had theology down. And they still were living a secret life, messing up on their wife, doing their thing, you know, to like a high level, though, like, you know, just, it was not good. You know, not good. And they just had a really dark secret life, you know? But they knew all the theology, they knew all the reading and all of that. So that doesn't impress me at all. But the people that impress me are those that set boundaries because they have a conviction level. Okay. And they understand that they're real, they're down to earth with who they are, and they know their body. Okay. They know themselves. They know that if I I can. Yeah. And so they set boundaries. So, and they're real with you, you know, they talk to you about it. Cause you know, if you're going to start dating or liking on someone or something like that, you know, I hope it's someone that you can talk to, you know? And if you can't talk to them, then why are you with them? Why are you with them? Why? I don't get it. So, I mean, you know, cause there are people out there, men or women, there are some women that they're just like, I gotta wear my, you know, they're the turtleneck wearers, what I call them. They're the turtleneck wearers, but they are behind the church building and they got a secret to tell you. And, you know, and then there are those people that are just realistic and down to earth. And they're the most genuine people ever, okay? They're the ones that are out front, out open, realistic. They are the ones that can be, you know, that you can give them somewhat of a level of trust because they wear they don't have anything to hide, okay? Everything is out there. They're not trying to hide anything. They're not trying to do anything malicious or, you know, schemey or any kind of weird stuff like that. And you can sense this, you can feel this when you're with them. So that's a good sign, okay, when someone is like that. And you have to ask yourself, which one are you? Which one are you? Are you setting unrealistic expectations into the year 2022? You know, are you one of those people that are the turtleneck wearer, or are you the down-to-earth person? Which one are you? And are you, what are you attracted to? Are you attracted to the turtleneck wearer, you know, or are you like, you know, attracted to the down-to-earth person who wants to be real with you, who wants a real life, who wants to be genuine, who wants to be out in the open, you know, with no hidden agendas. Okay. One thing for me is that, I don't like when someone doesn't answer my question. Okay. Because I have, my question is legit. My questions are, there's a reason for my questions. And if they are, disrespecting my question by not answering my question, then I don't like that. And so I will feel a sense of distrust in that. That gives me some suspicions as to why won't they answer my question, you know? And it brings up some questions in my mind. I don't like that. So, I mean, if you get to a stage where someone is, and you're asking each other questions, you know, be direct and say, you know, and say, you know, that's none of your business. That question is none of your business, you know, and it doesn't have to be mean. And you could just be cheeky, but, it's possibly it is. It is their business. Possibly it is. There's a legit, reasoning behind that question, and it is their business. You know, it, some things, need to be answered, right? So I wouldn't play games with those things. That's like playing games with someone's, emotions or whatever, you know. It's like a little, it's a little ego thing that goes on with that. And then you got to ask yourself, where's this ego coming from? Why is this a need? Why is this ego, needing to be this way? Right. So I've been around for a long time, you know? So I could see that I could probably intimidate people because, and I try to, you know, I try not to be intimidating. I don't ask those direct questions like, hey, you know, tell me this right now. but I have been around the block, and I have, you know, been a Christian leader for a long, long time, and I've worked with a lot of different people. I am single, and so whoever I date, they're going to have to be able to match my level, right? So that's a non-negotiable, and that's a must, and that has to be a must for you as well, because it's an obvious thing that it's not an ego thing. It's just an obvious thing of, you know, you've been around, for such a long time, you know, doing the work of the Lord or whatever, that you're not going to go backwards. You don't want to have to be pulled backwards. So you need to be at a level where you're still being pushed forward, or and they're challenging you to be better at what you already are doing, right? So for me, that's what I like, that they're challenging me to be better at what I'm already doing, right? And that they're even better or enhanced because of me being around, right? Encouraged and you know, valued and things like that. And so those are all important to look at, okay? For you and for me and for all of us. So unrealistic expectations. That this was a big, big, big thing for me in 2022, because I'm going into 2022 and I got some things that are cheeky that I want to do, okay? You know, 2021, I did my 2021 tour before all the next round of COVID thing hit. And then 2022, I've got some plans and dreams and goals and things that I'm going to do and I'm planning to do. And another thing, people, don't wait to get married to do the things that you love to do. Go do them. Don't wait. Like, if you wait, you're going to be waiting around forever. Like, I'm serious, because sometimes you think you like someone and it just is, you know, going and going and going and going and going, and they're not at the same pace as you because they're not ready yet. Okay. And you're not going to wait, because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to wait. Do not wait. You go do the things that you want to do in life. Go do them. And, you know, either they're going to catch up with you, they're going to see you having fun, and they're going to want to be in your life, or they're just going to go and settle for whatever is there in front of them. And if they're a person that just settles, they're not someone that you probably want anyway, okay? I know people that just settle, okay? They were high-level preachers. I'm talking high-level preachers. People that had, you know, spoken to thousands of people. People that spoke around the world, and they settled. And what they settled with brought them backwards. Backwards. They don't speak in big arenas. They don't do half the things that they used to do. Their health is deteriorating. They're stressed. They're, you know, they post fake notes of, oh, this is a wonderful person that I'm with. Yeah, right. You don't look like it. Because if it was, you'd be looking like it. You'd be looking healthy and happy. And you don't look like it. And so, you know, don't let those things fool you. Don't let those things fool you, okay? This was a man and he settled, okay? Two different men, actually. There was one man who his story was that he liked two different girls, and one had already a lot of good stuff going for her and stuff, you know, and the other one was giving him sex. And he married the girl that was giving him sex. He settled. And he married her. And she don't look the same anymore. She don't look the same anymore. And the other girl went on to her career and did wonderful things in her life and looks amazing. Is happy, you know, loves Jesus. The other guy was in a relationship with a wife. He had a wife, and he left his wife for a girl that seemed to have a good career, And she also was giving him sex. And he married her, left his wife, and then he married her. And now his health has deteriorated like at a rapid rate, And he no longer speaks in the big arenas like he used to. You know, she is not a healthy person at all. Not at all. And so they just couldn't wait and they settled. So, you know, not only that, but he left a wife and an awesome life. You know, and it's just crazy what people do when they settle. And it's crazy what happens to people when they just settle. Okay. I know, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've done this for a long time. Okay. I've done this for a long time and I've seen it over and over and over again. And it's just bizarre and it's all a lie of the devil. And it happens in a place where it's in a midlife crisis situation. And it's because of the lies of the enemy that attack your ego. Okay. And when that other person comes in and starts to rub that ego for a little bit and you go for that, because you don't have any core foundation, you've lost your core foundation because you're having these insecurities about growing old, guess what? You're going to get old. Accept it. You're going to be old. You're going to get old and it's okay. Okay. It doesn't mean that you're not, you know, attractive anymore. Because people that go with the flow, the old guys that go with the flow, that accept their age, but keep themselves healthy, those guys are attractive, man. Those guys are super hot. But the ones that are like weird and they're like trying to be young, you know, obviously young, they're dyeing their hair black and, you know, they don't really have black hair. They're just, you know, it's like, dude, what are you doing? You know, it's not attractive because it, all of your insecurity and ego shows in that. It shows, okay? Don't do that. Go with the flow because that's being real. That's being grounded. That's being down to earth. That's being realistic. Okay. And so I'm here to tell you, know who you are and watch out for those unrealistic expectations. Okay. Burn your turtleneck. Be careful with wanting the guy with the nice car. Okay. And with that said, guys, I love you. I'm here for you guys. I love you guys. I'm always praying for you guys. I'm your girl. I got your back. You know, I am born and raised San Diego. I am. San Diego to the core, you know, and now I love London. I just love London. I am, you know, an eclectic mix of culture, I have to say. I don't know. But I gotta let you go because I've been out in this parking lot for a long time. The store owner, he keeps walking past my car. Did you see him right now? Like peeking in here. He's like, what is she doing? She's always over there doing that. It's because I like the light that comes from this window. And I after I'm done, I go into the store and I get my favorite little yogurt with the fruit, and this particular yogurt has, its granola has almonds in it, and I don't always find the granola with the almonds in the yogurt. So, and I love that one. I mean, I can't get enough of that one. So So that, just my little treat after I'm talking to you guys, and I love you, okay? Who is coming to my singles group? Who's coming? Because we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, okay? You're going to see a side of me that you're going to be like, dang, did she say sex? Yes, I said sex, okay? And I'm not going to blush. All right, guys, I love you. Bye.